Concerns over law enforcement safety. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. FBI Director Christopher Wray has not yet commented on this week's execution of a search warrant at former President Trump's Florida home, but has spoken out about an increase in threats against him, FBI agents, and Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Any threats made against law enforcement, including the men and women of the FBI, as with any law enforcement agency, are deplorable and dangerous.
Many Republicans are calling on the Justice Department to provide more details about Monday's search. Fox News has learned an armed gunman fired a nail gun and brandished a rifle at a Cincinnati FBI field office this morning, then fled the area. Law enforcement now reporting a standoff is underway with the suspect about 60 miles northwest of Cincinnati, and shots have been fired. The FBI and Justice Department still silent on this week's search at former President Trump's home.
New reporting by the Wall Street Journal says the DOJ got a tip from the inside of Team Trump that there were still some documents on site. Ultimately, that led to the search warrant request and execution by the FBI Monday at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort.
Fox's Phil Keating is in Palm Beach County, Florida. The Labor Department today reporting prices at the wholesale level fell from June to July, the first month-to-month drop in more than 2 years, and a sign that some of the U.S. economy's inflationary pressures cooled last month.
Year over year, the increase for prices domestic producers received was smaller than expected, 9.8% versus 10.4%. Much of the decrease linked to a drop in energy prices. The PPI often foreshadows changes in the consumer price index.
Fox's Lillian Wu. China today renewing its threat to attack Taiwan following almost a week of war games near the island. Taiwan calling Beijing's claims to the self-governing democracy wishful thinking. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Democrats are moving closer to a full House vote on a massive spending bill.
A House panel started debating the Inflation Reduction Act. House Budget Committee Chairman Democrat John Yarmuth says it will bring down the cost of prescription drugs and energy for millions of American families.
It will take the most significant step that we have ever taken to combat climate change.
House Democrats are poised to pass the bill tomorrow without any Republican support. Top Ways and Means Committee Republican Kevin Brady says of the bill,
if the Green New Deal and corporate welfare had a baby, it would look like this.
Senate Democrats approved the budget bill, needing Vice President Kamala Harris to break a 50-50 tied vote. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Three people were killed yesterday when a house exploded in the southern Indiana city of Evansville. An Evansville Police Department rep says at least one other injury was reported, and that victim was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. Fire officials say a total of 39 houses were damaged by that explosion. Inflation has shoppers worried that back-to-school items will strain budgets.
A Bankrate survey finds that many middle-income households are now relying on money-saving tactics to offset return to the classroom costs. Inflation climbed 8.5% last month. The National Retail Federation estimates that this year, families with children in elementary through high school will spend more than $860 on school items. That's nearly $170 more than what shoppers spent on the average 3 years ago. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Gas prices have dipped under $4 a gallon for the first time in more than 5 months. AAA saying the national average now $3.99 a gallon. That's down 15 cents in just the last week and 68 cents in the past month. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.